This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Your Hidden Power on the air. Doug Steffen here, and for the first time this week, we're joined by Laura Banks, who is a contributor because she is a fabulous astrologer. She's been contributing to Your Hidden Power for some time now, but because she is so sensitive and she is so connected, and she's a great radio personality as well as being sensitive in lots of other areas, I thought, wow, this would be a great opportunity for us to be together and to talk to the folks who come to Your Hidden Power every week with their special expertise. And so welcome to Laura Banks, and also welcome to Sev Talk, who is here. Sev.com website that she has, Laura, is pretty instructive. Mm-hmm. Sev is a coach on our soul purposes and also an expert in aliens. So tell us your background, Sev, and what it is that brings you to this lot in life. How have you found that you are sensitive in this way?
Well, good morning, everyone. I'm very happy to be speaking with all of you. My ET contact started as a little girl, and often ET contact happens in a multidimensional, interdimensional fashion. So from a very young age, interdimensional aspects of myself have been very active. And by that, I mean the parts that we all have that many of us ignore, our intuitive abilities or psychic abilities, the ability to do astral travel and to communicate with beings that live in the other dimensions. This is something that I've been doing my whole life. Although I've been hiding the ET aspect of my personal journey up until just a couple years ago. Well, actually, a year ago, when I came out with my book, You Have the Right to Talk to Aliens. Until that book, and currently, I do soul sessions where I can hear, feel, and see information about people, as we all can. And what comes out in a session is your purpose and how you can activate it if you want to. What some mind beliefs or some personal beliefs that a person has that prevents them from progress or success. We all have those. And in a session, those are illuminated, and we talk about how you can eliminate them or move around them. Basically, the session is to help you become the most authentic version of yourself you could possibly be, because that's the secret to peace, fulfillment, and manifestation. So I've been on this path of authenticity, and that's when 2 years ago, September 2017, I was marked with a red X on my hiney. And then 9 days later, I was marked with another red X on the other cheek. And I had a very conscious memory.
Can we stop there for a second?
Right. Yeah. Okay. Red X on your hiney.
The X on your hiney, that's pretty astonishing. Yeah. You didn't feel it being put there? What did, tell us the circumstances.
I mean, you could really see that the red X, like, brilliantly, like, lividly?
Oh, it's very, very clear. I have pictures of it on my website and on my planetsev.com. I also talk about it, about the red X. I have pictures of it and my other ET contact on my YouTube channel, Alien Spirit TV. And also on my Facebook. And it's on each cheek was a red X directly across from each other. And there were about, each X was about 2 inches wide, and it was comprised of 9 small red circles that looked like I was burned by a laser. And so
what
how
does that
I
mean?
Discovered
what does that mean, though? Right, but what does that mean? You were marked to be a connection to an alien? And do these aliens actually give you insight to help people? Like, are they educating you? They're educating.
Yes, very much so. Yes, okay. Absolutely. And I've had contact in Roswell, New Mexico. I've had contact on Capitol Hill, Washington, D.C., where I used to live, in Baltimore, Maryland, where I used to live. They're everywhere. And what happened was I moved to the Inner Banks of North Carolina in 2017, and my second morning here, I was in the kitchen unpacking dishes. Mm-hmm. And I felt something bite my butt, and it hurt.
Oh.
So I yelled out
must
to
be,
my
I'm
friend.
Trying to take a look and see your butt must be very attractive because there's a lot of activity.
Everyone's going
there.
For your butt, yeah.
I think I have a theory on why it was on my butt. Mm-hmm.
What is your theory about why it's on the butt?
Okay. First of all, it's to get my attention because I've been denying my ET contact for decades. And secondly, that is an area of the body where Kundalini energy sits. And I believe my Kundalini was activated because I was on the path on my personal journey of authenticity. And when your Kundalini energy is activated, the byproduct of that is your desire to be the truest version of yourself that you can possibly be. You want the truth about yourself. You want the truth about your reality. You want the truth about everything. Mm.
Some people can't handle the truth. You know, remember that line from what movie was that?
A Few Good Men. Maybe A Few Good Men.
Yeah, A Few Good Men. Yeah, you can't handle the truth. So maybe there are some people who just can't handle the truth, and that's what makes all this so interesting and maybe so foreign for folks. Hold on a second. We continue our conversation with the author of You Have the Right to Talk to Aliens. That was Sev Talk's first book. Laura Banks is with me. I'm Doug Steffen with a practical reminder about how to keep your teeth as white as possible. This is for everybody who loves to smile and wants to be proud of his or her smile. Best way to do it is to apply what they've done, what's been created by the folks, the doctor and the hygienist, Dr. Ginniger and his staff, creating power swabs a number of years ago for their own patients so they could whiten and brighten their teeth. Let's face it, we go to the dentist, you look, every time you walk in, there's some pamphlet about what you need to know if you're going to whiten your teeth and how should you do it, spend hundreds of dollars, yada, yada. Don't have to do that with power swabs. You can be your own best friend in 5 minutes on your way to a brighter smile with power swabs. And you get them by calling 800-208-1797. Can't find them in stores, can't get it online. Go to 800-208-1797. There is there's a lot of info. You can actually go to powerswabs.com. But the best way to get the best deal is to call 800-208-1797 because using the DJV code, you can take 40% off the retail and you can take another $10 off and you get free shipping. Won't get that if you're ordering them online. So, and by the way, nothing really compares to power swabs. There are a lot of products out there, probably a dozen or so, messy trays, messy strips, using toothpaste that's full of those little plastic things that eat away at your enamel. Instead, power swabs is the only one that helps you rehydrate your enamel to keep it healthy, therefore your gums stay healthier. All kinds of great reasons, including how wonderfully well you'll look with that bright new smile from power swabs. Get them now by dialing 800-208-1797. Start using them. And by the way, 30 days into it, if you don't like what you've gotten for results, get your money back. That's it. Power swabs, order them now. Use the DJV code. Save a lot of money and save your smile. 800-208-1797.
Mom, delivery!
You've been loading up on things from Walmart.
Yeah, I used my new Capital One Walmart Rewards card. It earns unlimited 5% back on everything I buy from Walmart online.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back.
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online on top of Walmart's everyday low prices. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One USA N.A.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble. State legislators in one western state were trying to pass a controversial bill and hoped to do it quickly before opponents had a chance to generate opposition. Opponents found out and asked that the bill be read on the Senate floor, a right members have in every state. So the leadership brought in 5 computers to simultaneously read different parts of the bill at 650 words a minute each, a speed no human can follow and comprehend. A district judge finally intervened and ordered the state Senate president to have the bill read in an intelligible fashion. Such shenanigans are common in legislatures across the country, but the principle they violate just isn't that complicated. The people have a right to know what their government is doing, and playing kindergarten games does not fill the bill.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
Custom print promotions that will help your business bloom.
If you're looking to grow your business, Staples can help by printing custom marketing materials.
Select products printed same day when you order by 2 p.m.
And now at Staples, get 25% off flyers, brochures, postcards, or direct mail services when you spend $50 or more.
Bring your designs to life this spring at Staples, where there's a whole lot more in store.
Ends 4/4/20, see store or staples.com/marchprintdeals for details.
Continuing on now, Laura Banks is with me on Your Hidden Power now, talking to our experts, to the people who have something to say, and there's so many hundreds, if not thousands, of people that have the key to certain powers, and Sev Talk is one of those people. She's joining us today on Your Hidden Power. She's a sole purpose coach, expert in alien affairs. She's written a book called You Have the Right to Talk to Aliens. And we certainly do. There's no question. I mean, why would we not? Except I think people, most people, when you approach them this way, unless they're sort of clued in, Sev and Laura, would be afraid, because they think the way the popular news media is, and you look at some of the movies that are around, the way aliens are portrayed is just in a single dimension. And I think what you're pointing out here, Sev, is that aliens come in all sizes, shapes, and forms, right? And just, when did that word alien, probably isn't even a good word, is it, when you think about it?
Well, it has a negative connotation for sure. And there are an infinite amount of beings and an infinite amount of dimensions. And we have access to all these beings, and communicating with them gives us information from the higher perspective.
I want to know, have you seen one? Have you seen one? What do they look like?
Oh, yes. So with the X, I came face-to-face with a gray. Those are the smaller ones, the typical ones with the big head and the big black eyes. And he was just a couple inches from me, and we locked eyes. We looked into each other's eyes. I've seen grays several times. They've given me information about the hybridization program when I was in Roswell, New Mexico. Also they showed me a baby in a tube when I was living in Baltimore, Maryland. And I've also seen beings that I call the blues. They're light beings, and they're made up of the most beautiful colors of blues. And they're very tall, and they're very loving. And they've given me quite a bit of information about DNA activation. And I started a 10-part series on my YouTube channel, Alien Spirit TV, about DNA activation. What is it, and why would you want to activate your DNA, how that's done. So it's not just the traditional ET, but when we see ghosts, or when we see spirits, or when we see angels, those are aliens and ETs too. We're ETs to other groups.
To somebody else.
People.
I would have thought, yeah, that's for sure. But the problem is the popular media, like movies. There's always a horror movie around. There's a movie out right now called The Invisible Man that scare the hell out of anybody. And, you know, most of the alien stuff is all aimed at it sort of minimizing knowledge and maximizing fear, and it becomes nonsensical. We continue along with Sev and Laura and Doug here on Your Hidden Power.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Another round here in our conversation. Laura Banks is joining in. Your Hidden Power, a well-known astrologer and someone who has an interesting, as I do, we have that in common. We're very curious about things that people, I think most people are, they just don't want to admit it. I'm dumb enough to admit it.
Yeah, me too.
And so is Laura, so, yeah. What does that tell? And so is Sev. Sev Talk is the author of You Have a Right to Talk to Aliens. She's sort of come out and has been explaining to people, a lot of folks bring you in as a speaker, right? You talk to groups. What sort of a group would bring you in to talk? How would people find you, and what would be the main focus of a conversation you'd have before a large group?
Oh, thank you. I do speak at conferences, and I do speak at smaller gatherings. There's a variety of topics that I love to talk about. Right now, I'm concentrating a lot on the union between religion, spirituality, and ETs, because there's a movement happening, and I just started.
Tell the Pope that.
The Vatican believes in ETs.
Yeah, but they're not going to say that. They're not going to say anything.
Well,
that's going to.
You know, I have a friend who worked for the. I have a friend who worked for the CIA, and he was at the Pentagon on a number of occasions within the agricultural division, and he said that there was a section to the Pentagon absolutely devoted to aliens when he was there,
yeah.
And everybody knew it.
Yeah, of course there is. Yep.
We're in disclosure right now.
Say what? We're in disclosure? What does that mean?
It means the truth is coming out regarding the fact that we are not the only advanced, and I use that in quotes, civilization in the galaxies.
Mm-hmm.
And it's coming out slowly. It's coming out as we, the people, can swallow it and process it.
Well, doesn't it seem like it makes sense? I mean, we have this brain that's so tuned in on what we consider some form of reality. But as we're more and more of us are more accepting of this, ETs, I like ETs better,
mm-hmm.
Do they feel more at home making themselves known here on Earth?
Well, they're making themselves known with millions of people. Millions of people are having ET contact. The thing is, a lot of them don't
even
know.
Well, that explains my dating life.
Good for you. Mine too, actually.
Okay.
Think about
full disclosure, I'm in love with James Marsden. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
And the reason many people don't even realize that they're having true blue ET contact is because it happens in an interdimensional fashion. Our brains have a hard time labeling it. So our brains will call this interaction as a dream or imagination or hallucination. And it's not. It is a very important and beautiful connection with a consciousness in another dimension. And as far as the fear, yes?
I just think that there's a lot of stuff. If we'd stop with the fear, that's the hardest thing to get around. We stop being so afraid. We have a lot of things to learn as we're not alone, and we know we're not alone.
And you're using one of my favorite words, authenticity. Everything boils down to being your authentic, true, self-actualized person, and then everything flows toward you. Everything comes to being. You become a light source, and everything you want activates. It's so amazing and effortless if you get to this zone, and I'm fascinated and would love people to get to you and do readings because I think you really are the bomb, as they used to say on American.
The bomb, I like that.
But, like, are you an Aquarius or...
Cancer.
I was going to say Cancer.
Okay. You have to get connect with Laura to have a reading done. The website for Sev is planetsev.com. The book is called You Have the Right to Talk to Aliens. It's a fascinating website, a trip and a half, if you will. And take the trip, because we're all on a trip, whether we realize it or not anyway. So you might as well join and get something really practical out of it. Sev Talk, thanks for joining Laura and me here on Your Hidden Power.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word. And I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You the patients taking part in clinical trials. You the scientists doing next level research to beat cancer. You the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Politics front and center in the news as three Democrats are out of the race. All three backing Joe Biden for president with the hope of denying socialist Bernie Sanders the nomination. Amy Klobuchar dropping out Monday. Billionaire businessman Tom Steyer and Mayor Pete both calling it quits over the weekend.
I talked to Mayor Pete and to Amy Klobuchar.
Meanwhile, former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg, who President Trump calls Mini Mike because of his height, says he's in it to win it. He tells supporters in Virginia,
and I wish them all the best. I thought both of them behaved themselves, is a nice way to phrase it, but they represented represented their country and their states very well, and I felt sorry for them, but I'm in it to win it.
By the way, Bloomberg has spent an astounding $500 million on campaign ads. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Your Hidden Power. Up next, Uri Geller, who loves to send me pictures of what he's doing as we are on the air. That's a wonderful thing about connection. And speaking of connection, we were just talking on this episode of Your Hidden Power to a woman who is a real connector to ETs, and she also told me she heard me mentioning your name, and she said she was a big fan. So I'm going to send you to her site as well as her going to yours, Uri. PlanetSev.com is her website, PlanetSev.com. I have no doubt she'd like to talk to you and do some things that would be good for both of you, but it's very interesting, her take on ETs and who's here and who isn't, certainly right up your alley. So I wish I could publish this picture of you. You're looking healthy and well, new glasses. Who are you sitting there talking to? This, I don't want to go too much into
the
weeds.
Well, hold on. Okay, hold on, Dougie, but who is between me and the man? Look carefully. Who is sitting between me and the guy behind us? Can you recognize the face?
It looks like Elvis. Is that a statue
exactly
of Elvis? Huh?
Yeah. So the place I'm in is an amazing coffee shop. It's an eatery. It's like diners, but it's huge. And believe it or not, it's called Elvis. And the man who owns this amazing place is also called Uri, and he had a mega fight with the Elvis estate because everything in this diner, I'll call it a diner now, is all Elvis oriented. It's outside Jerusalem. I'm looking at Elvis Presley videos, pictures, memorabilia. This is an incredible place. And you know how the Elvis estate always governs and makes sure that they keep the name. I don't know how Uri managed to overcome this, but say hi to Uri because he speaks good English, and you can ask him anything you want about Elvis.
Yes, hello, it's Uri speaking.
Uri, how are you? Nice to have you here. I'm Doug Steffen.
Thank you.
This is a program called Your Hidden Power that we do in the States. Uri's on with us every week with lots of vision, with lots of experiences. He has lots of great friends, and one of them is me. I love going over there to Israel. I find Israel to be one of the most fascinating places on the planet. I've been there more than I've been to any other place except England. And next time when Uri brings me over for the opening of his museum in a couple of months, I'm going to make him take me to your place there, and I want to see. I'm looking at, this is amazing because the stools, it looks like it'll be a 50s cafe over here in America. I'm in Los Angeles. There's a 50s cafe. Looks just like your joint.
Yeah, and you know, Doug, the synchronicity about Elvis, that when I met Elvis, the reason he wanted to meet me is not because of the spoon bending, but it was because of UFOs he believed in.
Yes,
extraterrestrials. And you're talking this program about E.T. So here I am sitting in Elvis, how do you call this?
Elvis American Diner.
Elvis American Diner. So all of you who are listening now who are planning to come to Israel, obviously you are going to go up to Jerusalem because that's where Jesus Christ walked. You can't miss this incredible place. So do stop in. Uri, I want to ask you a question.
Please.
How tough was it to get the okay from the Elvis estate or from the lawyers? What happened? Say it in short.
I tell you, it was a big fight, but now everything is okay. So let's talk about the good things. And the good thing is that we have the Elvis American Diner with license and everything is good.
All right, what do they serve there? What's the food? Uri, what's the bill of fare? What kind of food do they serve?
We have the most tasty hamburger that you ever eat. That I'm sure. I'm sure about it.
So you're going to have a big hamburger here. I'm going to have a vegetarian hamburger.
Yeah, me too. You and I will have a veggie hamburger when we're there.
Dougie, I never asked you this. Are you an Elvis fan? Did you love Elvis?
I was always a big Elvis fan. Remember now, before I started doing talk in the 60s and 70s, I was a disc jockey and played all kinds of things. Elvis had a special place in my heart for lots of different reasons. I loved his love songs, his ballads, and that is what stuck with me more than anything else. But his personality, his ability to galvanize people, he was a very special person that was not really particularly well understood, I think, and that was one of his frustrations, and I think that's why he left us when he did. I think he just thought he was at the end, and so he chose to go into another realm, and now among the realms that he's in is is the Elvis joint over in Jerusalem.
Yeah, and Dougie, you do have to get prepared because we're almost sure that the museum will open in about 2.5 months' time, and I'm getting ready to get my Cadillac in there, which, by the way, has on it among the 2,600 spoons and Elvis Presley spoon, which he personally gave me. And the museum will be very eclectic. David Bowie, Michael Jackson, John Lennon, Salvador Dali, Andy Warhol. There will be crystals that are 50 million years old. Incredible stuff. So anyone really who is planning to visit Israel, you will come to my museum. I'll give you a hug, and I'll show you around. And you'll be the first one to be there, Doug.
I'm going to be there. All right, Uri Geller's website is urigeller.com, U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R. Also, the museum has its own website, urigellermuseum.com. Is this fellow with the Elvis restaurant, has he got a website? What's his website, Uri? Find out from him what his web.
What's your website? Come here. No, that's not good that you don't have a website. I'm going to teach him a lesson now.
Yeah,
let me work on PR with him. Yeah. Okay, everyone says, no, it's under construction. That's no good. Anyhow, no. Dougie, I love you.
I love you
all the listeners.
Bye. Take care. Talk to you next week. Uri Geller, and he is, man, he's the master of PR. If I've ever met anybody in my life who's better, I don't know who it is. Uri, here on Your Hidden Power, joining us next, we have the services of Mary O'Malley, our psychic scout. That's around the corner here. In the meantime, I want to remind you about how bringing you around to the practical side of living. Living is important if we're enjoying ourselves, having a good life. And if you're overweight, you may not be having as good a life as you could by simply reducing the weight in your body. A lot of people say, okay, if you're overweight, stop eating so much. Yep, that's true. You can lose weight by simply changing your diet. I was talking to an expert yesterday. He was going through all of the different things that make up the extra weight in our bodies. And the bottom line is no matter what's there, you can lose it and be healthy. There are lots of ways of losing weight. Most of them are not healthy. They don't leave you healthy. They leave you with less body fat and less body weight. But at what cost? The cycle with Calitrin is slow and steady. Remember the old expression, slow and steady wins the race? Well, that's the case with Calitrin. Calitrin has essential active ingredients like collagen and also aloe vera. This is a mixture put together by three or four nurses who were treating people who are overweight all the time, and they looked at these folks and the horrible condition their bodies were in after they lost a lot of weight, operations, that kind of stuff, and thought there must be a better way. So they came up with a formula for Calitrin. Now it's yours. It works. You hear the commercials all the time on various programs that I do. 86% success rate. Can't argue much with that. And it's guaranteed. Either it takes the weight off or you get your money back. Pretty simple, straightforward stuff. Go to Calitrin.com, the natural way to lose weight completely on take three or four of these capsules at night and your body does the work. It's not on you, it's on your body. Calitrin.com, fabulous. Find out how excited you can be about losing weight and feeling good about it, same as I have and so many other people. It's Calitrin.com. You'll save a great deal of money. As a matter of fact, right now, I think they have $20 discounts on every bottle of Calitrin that you buy. Get a 6-month supply, lose the weight, and keep it off. Calitrin.com. The code for the best price is DJV.
Nobody thinks twice about getting a second opinion on a doctor or a lawyer. But what about when you need somebody to work on your home, like an electrician, landscaper, or plumber? Somebody doing major work on your pipes definitely calls for a second opinion. So next time you get a recommendation on a pro, get a second opinion at Angie's List. As the authority on local pros, we offer thousands of reviews, plus business info, offers, and photos. Just go to AngiesList.com. Hey, you want to feel great about who you're hiring, and we second that opinion.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Dennis Doda. Between schoolwork, jobs, and extracurricular activities, teenagers lead busy lives too. Teens may have a harder time getting the sleep they need to learn and be healthy, and one culprit is the nighttime use of cell phones.
The content of what they are viewing on the cell phone might be activating or exciting. The other issue is that the light by itself, from the light from the electronic device, might suppress melatonin secretion, and the melatonin rise in the bloodstream facilitates sleep onset. So, I mean, if you have light, then the melatonin gets shut down.
Pediatric neurologist Dr. Suresh Kodigal says light in the morning, however, has a positive effect.
A flood of light in the morning has a mentally activating quality to it, so I think exposure in the morning to that, exposure to sunlight, light exercise, warm shower, all of these are alerting activities and they should happen in the morning.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Mary O'Malley is our psychic scout on the Your Hidden Power Hour. Mary O'Malley is a master when it comes to nutritional health science. She's a certified hypnotherapist, and she certainly helps lots of people through her website, psychicscout.com, where you can sign up for a fabulous reading, get to know yourself better. That's really what this is all about. Motivate yourself. That's really what this whole program is about. People facing their problems, Mary. When they come to you, they have problems. Do they have one problem or two? people come in with a basket full. Okay, I want to have you help me with this and that. And sometimes if you focus on more than one thing, you're so psychic. Is there a chance that people can get confused, or that you can get confused if people hit you with too many things?
I try to take them one at a time, obviously, but a lot of things are connected, strangely. They'll show up as different issues, and yet they have, the same core. So I just kind of, try to wind my way through that and find out what's really going on.
So what happens, even though they've come to you, maybe a friend of theirs or a relative, or they've heard of you through this program or somehow or other, because you're well-known, do people come into you and they want to face their problems, but they don't really, they don't listen. They don't gain from being with you, because some people, it's so ingrained, an hour and a half, that's pretty tough to erase some of that ingrainment, isn't it?
So sometimes, yes. I look at it as though I'm planting a seed. That's the way spirit comes through, as though, Let's just plant the seed, say these words, and watch them bloom. And so even if the person doesn't get it right then at that moment, the words have been said, the seed has been planted, and eventually, it will grow its own branches and start to make sense to the person.
Mm-hmm. One of the things we've been talking about, ETs, and this hour of Your Hidden Power, by the way, you can get all the broadcasts at yourhiddenpowershow.com and the podcast as well there. One of the things that it seems to me is tough for people, if somebody's had an unusual experience and they just are afraid, they want to get to the bottom. Have you had people come to you saying that they've seen things or experienced things and they're worried, and can you get to the bottom of it?
Oh, yeah. That happens quite often. They have some awareness of their own psychic abilities, or things are happening, or sometimes I go and go through their house if they feel like they have something and do a clearing. Mm-hmm. So I always, I let them talk about it, and we talk about what to do. A lot of times people just want to know how to protect themselves, and each person's a little unique,
Yeah, so how much of the work you do is based on fear-based thinking?
Oh, 90%.
Well, again, that's what I'm asking, yeah. Right.
Yeah, because, because we're usually in pain before we get help for something. You know what I mean? If it's working, we don't need to get help. If it's becoming painful, we need to get help. So there's always a fear of the unknown, a fear of, what's wrong with me. That kind of thing. And spirit's really good at clearing that out.
Well, really you'll find good. That in your connections. Face your problems. Get a great reading. Go to psychicscout.com. You can mention my name and Mary will take good care of you. Psychicscout.com. Mary O'Malley here on Your Hidden Power. Up next, Laura Banks with the astrology forecast for the week here on Your Hidden Power.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Your Hidden Power Show. Doug Steffen here. Laura Banks is going to join us. One of the things that I like is all of the old podcasts. People more often than not come to me and say, okay, what was the last power? What did I hear a year ago? Whatever. We have 130 of these podcasts. And the most recent one is first. For example, the most recent one is Your Hidden Power 130. We talk about how a particular chakra-based energy could help you if you're a lady through difficult times. We had a mediation instructor. We talked about meditation and chakras and that sort of thing. So if you are into maximizing your balance and energy, you ought to get this story. The bottom line is that Your Hidden Power, it's episode 130, yourhiddenpowershow.com. As I promised, joining us now is our resident astrologer, Laura Banks, who's learning all kinds of things. She's been on the program with me today as we talked about, you said you were fascinated with this woman. We really did talk a lot about extraterrestrials. What is there a certain type that would be more receptive, a certain sign? You focus on the three signs that are influential, the sun, the moon, and the rising. So what would you guess was, if you had to take a guess, this person, who's going to be more open? Like a Taurus isn't going to be open to extraterrestrials, right? And a Leo, or is a Leo, signs, water signs, who's going to be more open?
Well, Aquarians are walking ETs on this earth to begin with. It's also the sign of the Bachelor.
You know, yeah, where I am,
Yeah.
Right.
And they're also bachelors because women don't know what to do with them, you know. The most men who are single are Capricorns and Aquarians. But Aquarians are way more interesting than Capricorns, let's face it. But you're an air sign, so you're picking up everything. So all the air signs in general, Gemini, Libra, Libra's too busy throwing a party, but Aquarius and Gemini are live wires. Live wires to messages and to people and other beings.
So having said that, mm-hmm. how do we, if we aren't in the fold and somehow or other we become curious, is it something that will ever work? Or do you have to be a certain sign and have a certain aptitude in order to be, you know, we all know that they're, like it or not, they're extraterrestrials. This woman that was on with us said that there's, and you were telling me, I think, as well, mm-hmm. there's a whole section of the Pentagon that's aimed at having people maybe they don't want the average person to know, but they want to understand what ETs are all about. But many of us are feeling the influence of this more and more and more. Why?
First of all, right now you're going to feel it a lot because we have, specifically it will be on a daily, monthly experience of your cycle, of the planet cycle. Right now we're in a four-planet Pisces phase, so everybody's feeling everything. Everyone's more sensitive. Take time to listen to your
mate. Sensitive in a good way or sensitive, please don't hurt me.
It all depends. If you see yourself as a victim, it's going to suck. You know, if you see yourself as a contributor, you're going to be great, right? Mm-hmm. But we're all picking it up more because the evolution's happening faster. There's a velocity. There's an accumulative base of knowledge and, you know, social universal consciousness, which is accelerating, so to speak. But most people, I think you brought up the great point, that most people are not open to connecting with a ghost or an alien, or let's call them an ET. I like that you put that correction in, right? ET.
Yeah.
Or knowing their charts, because consciousness sucks, but it's the only game in town. That's mm-hmm. if I had a T-shirt, that would be what it would say.
Okay, so just a guess from your perspective. If, in fact, we were to encounter ETs, do you think people, I mean, this is just silly conversation probably as much as anything else, but knowing, we all our work with astrology has to do with our solar system. Let's say somebody, some beings show up from outside the solar system or outside this galaxy from who knows where. Are you going to be able to figure them out with astrology?
Well, they're from Cincinnati. Know? No, I'm kidding. No, you're not.
You know, I've been on that hill in Cincinnati.
I'm like a politician. I didn't answer your earlier question. You know, some people are destined to have connections and some are not. You know, I'm confident in my feeling and in my belief that we're all on a track. We'll have some willpower to go one direction or the other, but some are born, like Sev, our guest, you know, earlier, to have that link. Period. Mm-hmm. You can maybe if you like study, you could get to be a Sev, but you know, it's not going to happen easily where you have a chart for connecting in radio and personality driven connection.
I wonder, Marianne Williamson, who's very sensitive, is connected to Bernie. I don't feel the connection, frankly, and I'm pretty sensitive, but I do feel the connection to her in a sense, but it'd be interesting. That's something that you and I should check out. Next week.
I knew Marianne. She came to my house a couple times. She's a wonderful woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's interesting. So I'd like to know more about astrologically, and we haven't really gotten into the candidates. Let's see who shakes out of the next experience here in terms of voting. Thanks, Laura. Laura Banks. Go to her website, which is
StarGalNetwork.com. You can reach me at laurabanks@AOL.com.
All right, there you go. It's 59 past the hour on Your Hidden Power.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.